To many people, quantum mechanics and theoretical physics are the stuff of science fiction, definitely not the type of thing they see on a daily basis. But to Carmel High School senior Shreya Vemuri, theoretical physics and quantum mechanics are a fundamental part of daily life. She recently conducted a research project on these topics, for which she won several prestigious awards. I got the opportunity to talk to her and discuss her research. Hey Shreya, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you were able to make it. So, I heard you did a research project recently. Do you think you could tell me a little bit about that?
I did research on theoretical physics on a topic called quantum mechanics, and I basically modeled how light travels through channels.
Okay, I'm lost. Do you think you could simplify it a little bit for me?
Yeah, so I use this software called MATLAB, which is basically a computer program, and it studies the intensity of light as it travels through what we call waveguides, which are basically channels made of glass. And we find some really interesting properties that have applications to like quantum computers and optical communications and things like that.
So why did you choose to research this topic in particular?
Well, quantum mechanics involves a lot of math and physics, and I've always been drawn to those topics because you can model so many things with math, and physics is just super interesting from either the macroscopic world or seeing how things behave in the microscopic world. So I just wanted to combine my two interests into something pretty interesting.
So have math and physics always been your favorite subjects?
Yeah, definitely.
Was there anyone in particular who got you into those?
I would really like to thank my teachers, I guess, because they're the main ones that have inspired me to pursue math and physics. Carmel has some really great teachers, so I'm glad for that.
And did you work with anyone on this research project?
I worked with my mentor, Professor Yogesh Joglekar at IUPUI. He's in the physics department. And I worked through a summer program called DJ Angus, which is for high school juniors that want to work in the physics department.
I'm here with Shreya Vemuri, discussing her work in the field of theoretical physics. So, what were you able to learn in this research project?
Well, there are some concrete things I learned, like I had to learn some linear algebra and computer programming, and even some basic quantum mechanics. But there are also some other applicable skills that I learned, like, you know, how to manage my time with schoolwork and doing research, and how to think creatively and try multiple approaches if something doesn't work.
Was it difficult managing your time and working with your school schedule and other extracurricular activities?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult at times, but I think one of the things that helped is I got the computer program that I was using on my computer at home. So anytime I had free time, I would just, you know, try to work on that a little bit.
What significant discoveries came out of your research?
Well, the main thing we discovered was the breakdown of a fundamental theorem in quantum mechanics, and it's the only system known in the world that does this, so that was pretty cool.
Do you think you could simplify that a little?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, it was worth a shot. How did your research affect science as a whole?
It's a fundamental advancement in quantum mechanics, and obviously, the field I worked on is pretty new, and so any development in it is going to rapidly advance this field.
How are you recognized for these discoveries?
I've submitted to a few competitions. So last year, I went to the international ICEF competition in Pittsburgh, and then recently in September, or I guess not so recently, I got the Davidson Award for my research. They recognized about like 10 or so people for science and a few other people for music and literature and stuff like that.
What was your reaction to receiving that award?
It was pretty nice to have that validation. So I didn't go into research like wanting to enter these competitions, but after entering them, it's nice to know that your work is important in the field and that leading scientists in the field also, you know, think that your work is interesting.
If you're just tuning in now, I'm talking with Carmel High School senior Shreya Vemuri. So, were you able to meet any scientists through your research?
Yeah, I've actually met a few Nobel laureates at various science fairs, and they're very interesting to talk to, and they're all super encouraging for like high schoolers in research.
Do you have any heroes or idols in this field of science?
I really like Richard Feynman. He was very important to just electrodynamics and physics and quantum mechanics, and I think he was a great teacher overall that could explain things really well.
What are you planning to do going forward? Are you going to expand on this research or?
Yeah, so what I've been doing before was computational modeling using computer programming, but now I'm actually trying to analytically solve, so like do the math proofs by hand to like figure out why the breakdown of that theorem actually happens.
What about your own future, education-wise?
I haven't decided exactly yet, but I think that in the future I want to go into something that combines my interests in physics and math, but also computer science, because I think that's the future of the world.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me, and good luck with the rest of your high school. For 91.3 WHJE, I'm Uma Kosher-Lakota. For more stories and interviews like this, go to WHJE.com.